Alan Keyes, the conservative talk show host and former Assistant Secretary of State, made history yesterday. He accepted the nomination of the Republican Party for the U.S. Senate seat from Illinois. He's running against Barack Obama, the Democrat who gave the keynote address at last month's party convention in Boston. Both Keyes and Obama are African American, making this the first Senate race in U.S. history between two black candidates. Keyes is joining the race late. The original Republican candidate, Jack Ryan, dropped out amid allegations about trips to sex clubs. Keyes lives in Maryland, and because he's not from Illinois, he at first did not want to join the race. But he decided Barack Obama should not run unopposed.
The Democrats had built this individual up into some kind of national figure on whatever basis, real or imaginary, and that an air of inevitability was being created by media coverage that was going to overpower real choice in Illinois. And I had to listen because they said there was a need. I told them I still had a strong objection in principle because I believe in state sovereignty. A lot of my positions on important issues are based on the need to respect the sovereignty and representation of the states. And so I would have to take a hard look at why this situation justified me in departing from my principle in that regard. I finally reached the conclusion that it did when I looked at his stand on the issues of moral principle that I think are critical. Things like abortion, his stand on traditional marriage, it just seemed to me that this race was too important for me to disregard and that I had to respond to the call of the people of this state.
In 2000, you said something about Hillary Clinton and her move to New York to represent the people there. You said, and this is a quotation, "I deeply resent the destruction of federalism represented by Hillary Clinton's willingness to go into a state she doesn't even live in and pretend to represent people there. So I certainly wouldn't imitate it."
That's right. I don't, and I haven't imitated it.
It's What's
number
the difference?
One, she made use of the state of New York. As a matter of fact, it was, as I understand it, a quite calculated move. She looked at other states. She worked on this, and others did for months. They then planned what they were going to do to gin up support in New York to serve her personal ambition and agenda. I'm serving no personal ambition or agenda of my own in this. This hadn't even occurred to me until people in Illinois approached me and said they had a need.
Barack Obama is an African American, as are you, sir. Do you think race had something to do with the GOP calling you to come into the state to face Barack Obama in the Senate race?
I'm sure it did. I think, in fact, they have acknowledged that this was an effort to make sure that race would not be a factor in the election. They have stated this. It took race off the table, and I actually think that that's true.
How did it take race off the table if that was a factor in actually calling you
in? Excuse me, ma'am. It's quite clear how it takes race off the table. If what you've got is a choice between two Americans of color, then it's quite clear that if you're a racist, you don't have a choice in this election. So race isn't going to be a question here. The question is going to be, what do we stand for? What do we offer the people of Illinois? The whole consideration of race is gone.
Mr. Keyes, you have spoken on the record quite a bit about affirmative action, preferential affirmative action programs, and you've said that it patronizes American blacks and women and others by presuming that they cannot succeed on their own. You prefer programs that are based strictly on merit. If race was a factor in calling you into Illinois, how do you square that? And are you at all uncomfortable?
Here you go, ma'am. The most important, because race was not the factor that resulted in my being called in. What was the factor that resulted in my being called in was ability and the fact that I am someone of national stature and reputation who can go toe-to-toe with Barack Obama in spite of the effort made by the Democrats to build him up into some national figure whose waltzing into the Senate was inevitable. That's not going to happen. So in point of fact, the choice of Alan Keyes was not based upon race. It was based upon an assessment of the unique capabilities that I bring to this race.
Mr. Keyes, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Republican Senate candidate Alan Keyes. He says he's establishing Illinois residency today.